You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is Hunchback. Once upon a time, there lived a man named Ali. Ali's parents passed away when he was only a baby and left him with a sizable inheritance. Raised and adored by his grandparents, Ali was well looked after. He grew up believing that he didn't have to work hard to make a living. Eventually, Ali turned to stealing and scamming people as a way of life. One morning, while most of the people in his village had gone to work the fields, Ali became bored and decided to steal something. He reached in his wallet and took out a list of potential victims he had spotted. Looking down the list, he chose the house of the village elder. He thought, "Oh, that would be an adventure." Ali got ready and headed to the house. After checking and making sure that no one was around, he entered the house. Inside, he soon found a safe box. Grabbing the box, he quickly tried to make his getaway. As he ran away from the house, he ran into the village elder, who recognized his safety box. Calling for his security guard, the village chief yelled, "Catch him!" The security guard chased after Ali. They ran for 20 minutes, and eventually Ali got tired. When they reached the village garden, Ali slowed down and the security guard finally caught him. "Please let me go. I won't do it again, I promise," pleaded Ali. "That's not for me to decide. You can explain yourself to the elder," the security guard replied. He then tied Ali's arms and legs behind his back with a rope. Ali pleaded again to the security guard, "Just return the safety box to the elder and let me go. He knows my grandparents, and they treat him well, so I'm pretty sure the elder will let me go. Please, just let me go." The security guard knew better than to listen to Ali and said, "I'm going to tie you up to this tree. I'll come back after I ask the elder what to do with you." The security guard pulled on the rope and Ali was left hanging from a tree with his legs and arms tied behind him. Hanging from the tree, Ali sighed and mumbled, "I nearly got away with it." He tried to get comfortable, but only made it worse. He felt the rope tightening, so he soon stopped moving. As Ali continued to struggle, he heard footsteps. Barely able to move his head to see, he eventually glimpsed a hunchback man. Quickly, Ali came up with a plan. He began whistling and pretended he was enjoying himself hanging from the tree. He waited for the man to reach him and then said, "Hello there." The man heard him but struggled to find where the voice was coming from. Ali yelled again, "Hello, I'm up here." The man tried to look up, but struggled because of his hunchback. After a few seconds, the man finally managed to lift his head and then said, "Oh, there you are. Hello. Were you calling me?" "Yes," Ali replied. "What are you doing up on that tree?" the man asked. "Oh, didn't you know that this is the quickest way to treat a hunchback?" Ali said with a grin. "Really? That sounds like something I need," the man replied. "This must be your lucky day. Since we've just met, I'm willing to help you," Ali said. "That's so kind of you," the man replied. "But you must do as I tell you," Ali said. "Sure," the man replied. "First, you must release the rope so I can come down from the tree. Then I'll be able to help you. Very soon, you'll be cured. Ali said. Excited and hopeful, the man replied. Yes, I'll help you down. Now untied and free, Ali quickly tied the man's arms and legs behind his back and pulled him up the tree. He said, All the best for your remedy. Thank you for the tip. He then walked away, waving the man's wallet with a big smile. This story highlights the illnesses of our body and mind. When faced with a physical illness, instead of seeking professional help, some simply choose to try illegitimate medication. However, some medication have side effects and may not be the appropriate treatment. The symptoms may worsen and cause even more damage. When we are desperate to find a treatment, we easily lose our logical mind. Let us now discuss the illnesses of the mind. If a person has an evil view, a wrong understanding, and desires only fame and wealth, they often turn to deceit, theft, and may even turn to drugs to get what they want. They may believe they are curing their greedy desires and poor minds in doing so. However, such actions cannot cure one's delusional mind. In this story, Ali and the hunchback man both had blind spots. Ali couldn't see that his habit of stealing was a problem. The hunchback man could not see that Ali was trying to deceive him, and he believed he was receiving a cure. Though it seems like Ali was physically well, his mind wasn't. Which is worse, physical illness or mental? Illnesses are part of life. But if we don't have the right view and a correct understanding to guide us, we shall easily go astray and blindly believe others without discerning what is right and wrong. If we blindly believe others, we may find ourselves quickly headed for trouble. How can we lead a good, healthy life if we use poisons to cure our illnesses? Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, a selfish desire is like a valley. We must fill it with joyous giving. An angry mind is like a lofty mountain. We must surpass it with compassion. An ungrounded view is like a waterfall. We must cross it with correct belief. Ignorant attachment is like solid ice. We must melt it with wisdom. This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to us and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.